You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In today's episode, we have a mindset reset where we unpack the belief that the timing is always right. Keep listening.
You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In this show, online business coach and self-made millionaire Sabrina Philip shows you how to do entrepreneurship your way. She moved to Bali with just $800 in her bank account, and 1 year later had scaled her business to seven figures. Sabrina has been featured in Forbes, Business Insider, Goalcast, and Cosmopolitan, and is a contributing writer for Entrepreneur. Using her signature intentional, manageable, profitable framework, Sabrina helps women make millions online. Currently living in Scotland with her two doodles, Bonnie and Clyde, tune in each week as she reveals the best tips, tricks, and strategies for creating the intentional life and business of your dreams. Here's your host, Sabrina Philip.
Welcome back to the podcast. In today's short and sweet episode, we have another mindset reset for you. And today's mindset reset is that the timing is always right. And the reason why this is our discussion for today is that I have had a version of this conversation many times, but it most recently came up where I had a client who is currently seeing some renewed success in her business, and she is feeling some fear around losing that success and that it's going to go away. Because she did have a previous experience where she was, you know, having some success in her business and she lost it. And so the context is that this client is now sober. So I reflected back to her that the timing is always right because, of course, the success that she had back then needed to go away because it gave her the opportunity to get sober and find her center and come back to herself. And I think it's so fucked up when the universe rewards us when we're in bad situations, which is why I don't very often see it happen. And, you know, I even think back to myself when I was in my marriage, there are things happening for me now that I would have loved to have happen back then. But I think that if that would have happened, it would have created some confusion in my brain because I'm getting rewarded and I'm getting all of these things when I'm in a place that I was never meant to stay in. And you can't grow in the places that you're not meant to stay. So as soon as I'm in that right environment and I'm in that right space and I'm in, you know, divine timing, that is when it shows up. So for her, now that she's getting all of the success again, reflecting back to her that, you know, it's divine timing. It's always right. It needed to go away and it now needed to come back. But then also asking herself, so now knowing that, why do you think now is the time that it's going to stay? And it's like, well, because she's in her personal power, because she's capable, because she's worthy, because she can hold it and she's ready to hold all of it. So I've experienced this in my life so many times where I see how timing just happened so perfectly. I especially reflect on this with my marriage and my divorce and the way certain timing happened to protect myself, to protect my finances, to also put me in the exact right spot to meet someone. Like, all of it just needed to happen in that exact, very specific way. So I trust that it's all divinely orchestrated. So the reason why I'm saying that, and the reason why we're having this conversation, is because there are desires and dreams on our vision boards that all of us have that we are wanting and wishing for and waiting for. And sometimes when we don't get the thing that we want straight away, the fear comes in, and the story that we tell ourselves is that it's never going to happen. And so what we really want to work on is finding safety in knowing that everything happens at exactly the right perfect moment and trusting that your desire is yours. So I've always said that your desire is your destiny. I've said this for years and years and years. Your desires are your destiny. So trusting that you have a desire that's placed in your heart for a reason, and that is because it is meant for you and it is a vision of a future to come. And so what your job is to stay patient and trust the process and show up and work on yourself and be a match for it. There's this quote that comes to mind. I hope I don't butcher it, but it's a quote by Rumi, and he basically says, "Your task is not to seek for love, but your task is to find and remove within yourself all the barriers that you have built to keep you from it." So my job is not to go looking for love and be waiting for love and looking at my watch and just kind of, you know, tapping my watch, wondering where the fuck is my love. My job is to look within myself and ask, What are all the walls I built around my heart that are keeping me from love? So likewise in your business, your job is not necessarily to go out and look for success, although certainly, you know, we want to be ambitious and forward thinking and all of those things. But really the magic comes in looking at what are my own internal limiting beliefs and my own internal limiting barriers and my own internal blocks and the behaviors that I'm taking that are not getting me more of what I want? And how can I remove those so that I can be fully ready and prepared to receive my manifestation, knowing that it will happen exactly when it's meant to? It will happen when I am capable. So sometimes I felt like I've received something and I'm just not ready and it's just too big and I can't handle it, but you never will be given something that you cannot handle. And it is going to feel stretchy and tough and challenging at first, but then you go through it and you're like, gosh, of course I could do that. So my job then is just to stay a match and be a match for the thing that I want. And I don't necessarily think that you're going to get that from like meditating all day. It's not about like, I just want to be a match for my desires. What I mean by that is you become the person, you become the version of you who already has the thing that they want. So if you want to be a seven-figure business owner, but you're never posting on social media and you refuse to hire a business coach and you won't raise your rates and you won't do any mindset work, like you're not going to have the seven-figure business because you have not become the seven-figure business owner. If you want to be in a happy relationship, you're not going to do that if you yourself are miserable and refusing to work on yourself and refusing to be a good partner for another human. So it's so key to focus on doing the work to become the person who's ready to hold the thing that they have, knowing that it will come. So my journaling prompt for you today is I would love for you to reflect and journal on this quote from A Course in Miracles that says, "Those who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait and wait without anxiety." So do some journaling on what does this quote bring up for me, but also what am I currently waiting for and how can I release the timeline that I have set for myself and how would that feel and what would that mean for me? I hope that this episode was helpful and I'll see you in the next one.